Please open your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. Today we're going to talk about deprogramming from the matrix. It's helpful if you watch last week's, because then you'll understand more of what we're going to jump into here. And we're going to explain it in a different way so you can see it. In Romans 12, 1 through 2, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. In verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Now you can read on there, but we have a lot to recover, or a lot to cover this morning. So we're going to talk about the matrix. And deprogramming means we've got to replace the lies we've been told. And we found out that we've been born into this matrix because we've been born into the world and the world system. And Satan is the god of this world. So we have to understand what this world is and what we're to come out of, because this world is coming to an end eventually. We're looking for the return of Jesus. But we also have to make sure we're right with God, and he doesn't want us to be deceived in this hour. So there's a series of movies that were called The Matrix, and there was a message about The Matrix that was true. A lot of it was science fiction. Some of it was science, you know, reality. Some was unreality. It was a mixture. So I personally don't recommend you have to go see this movie to understand The Matrix, because I could not figure it out. But the truth of it is there's a message in it, and I want to bring that message to you. The message was we have choices, and the blue pill represents being deceived, and which most people are. They just float along in their little work, play, and they go to school, and then they just don't think much outside of the bubble they live in. So they just take everything that they hear as truth, and the TV is, of course, if it's not on TV, it can't be true. So they live in the blue pill. They live in an illusionary land, in a dream world, until things happen and it shakes them up. And they start asking questions. Now, the red pill in that movie represents freedom and choices. It's a hard road back to truth. And this is it. We've been talking about religion, which has been basically taken over by many, many different things. We're not going to go into all that. But today we're going to go into some other areas, because deprogramming from the matrix isn't just religion. Religion is a very small part of it, actually. But to deprogram means to reverse. Reverse what? Reverse the brainwashing. And to refrain and replace belief systems. It's very hard when people have been in cults to get them out of them because they've been brainwashed. But when we're born into a matrix, this which is this world, we've been told certain things, we've been born in things, and then we have to find truth. And I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit that shows us truth. Even though it's hard to come out, it's possible to come out. And if you're not saved in this day, this is a time you need to make sure Jesus is your Lord and Savior, because the spirit of the world is definitely coming into some climaxes here. The matrix is a system of conditions or programming. What does it mean to be programmed? It means you've been instructed. So it's a system of conditions and programming to see what? Lies as truth. The truth gets buried under a mountain of lies because of the conditioning. Now, in the movie, it said it was a prison of the mind, the prison of the mind. Now, you know you're in prison in the natural. You see the bars, you see everything. But in the spirit world, we've been indoctrinated, we've been programmed certain things, and you find out you're really not as free as you think you are, because you got to pay taxes, you got to go to work. You're finding out more and more things. Back in the day, you didn't need a license to fish. You could just go fish. You didn't need a license to drive. You just drove. All these different things now are changing. You need a license for everything. And as we know about the sustainable development plans, you're going to even have to pay taxes on air and your carbon footprint. So what's happening? Our world is getting more and more controlled. And it doesn't matter who's in office. That's part of the matrix. So anyway, the matrix is a system of conditions and programming to see lies as truth. Number one, we were born into it. Every one of us are born into it. And number two, we're born into the world. But here the Bible says, don't love the world. Do not be conformed to this world. So all the magazines, they put up sports stars, all these different things. We start worshiping these sports stars, and we don't realize who they're being controlled by, who they've sold their soul to, who owns the world and the world's systems. We got to come out of it. But it's not going to just happen. You're not going to get a pill flowing out of the air and say, oh, you're free, you're free. You're going to have to work to find truth. You're going to have to dig for it. So everything's in the Bible. He warns us of the beast system. He warns us about the synagogue of Satan. All these different things we've been talking about all come to play. This today will be just another dot connector for you that have been following. Number two, people that are not hungry or ready to be unplugged from the matrix will fight you. And they fight you because that's all they know. It's their reality. It's what they've been told. Like I've been sharing on some of these preachers, they were my mentors. And if someone ever talked against them, I would fight you. Don't you talk against. Now that I've learned what their add-ons and their extra revelations and their biblical so-called revelations from Jesus and how they see God all the time and they go to heaven and they have all these, I found out that was part of the matrix that I had to come out of. But they will fight you because of their reality. This is all they know. When we got saved, we went to churches and we believed what the church told us. We said we were word people, but very seldom do people really read the word. People have stopped reading their Bible. The matrix is a system that takes away your liberty and your freedoms while declaring unity, love, and peace. The matrix is a prison of the mind. And if you don't even know you're there, it makes it harder to escape from. So you try to tell people, wake up, and they wake up from what? From the matrix. They're stuck in the matrix, and some of them like it there. They like it there. They don't want to be bothered. Don't throw your pearls in front of swine. If they don't want truth, I've learned, move on. There's other people that do. I know when it takes a lot of work to come out of these things. Now, in 1 John 4, go and read there later. I don't have time. I've got too much today. We have been indoctrinated into the world system and thought processes since birth, then into spiritual lies by the church, lies by the political system and the education system and so forth. Why? This has been a plan from the Garden of Eden, from way back, the lies of the devil and the whole Babylon thing. This has gone on for a long, long time, but 2020 is a climax. We're coming to see things in this year we have never seen before. The matrix exists for one reason, to keep you exactly where you are, doing exactly what you're doing, while you are fleeced, cheated, lied to, and manipulated. Lines from the movie of The Matrix, that you are a slave. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. This is a quote from the movie, born into a prison for your mind. You are told what is true and what you should think. It must be right, because it's on TV. Well, that can't be true. That wasn't on TV. What is the matrix? Control and dominion over you. Symptoms of being trapped in the matrix. Number one, your main source of news is the traditional news network, and you believe everything you're told. They've learned a long time ago, control a nation, control the media. Number two, you're living in a matrix. You live your life in a little cocoon and don't think outside it. Don't ask questions. You never question anything. You just go with what they're telling you to do, what you should believe, what you shouldn't believe. Number three, you're living in a matrix if you discard anything negative. Yeah. If it's negative, it can't be true. Thanks to all the Freemasons that came in through Robert Shuler, Norman Vincent Peale, all of them, you have to be positive. Well, we found out Jesus is not too positive. He said, if you take of this fruit, you're going to die. I don't think that was real positive. Number four, you think climate change is about climate. Oh my God. And you think globalization is about your freedom. And you think sustainable development is sustainable as they take away more and more of your freedoms. Now they're thinking about taking away cars, bring in electric cars. Then eventually just you'll have to go on. They have this planned out. This is long, long, long time ago. This has been hundreds of years in the making, and they're very patient with what they call the plan. And sustainable development is to end, if you're deceived and you're in a matrix, if you think that this is going to end poverty and hunger, promote health and education. Really, in truth, it's absolutely opposite of what we're being told. Now, during an interview with someone who has escaped from these movements, the Luciferian system, and became a born-again child of God and a Christian, now she's not using her real name, she has to hide and use a pen name, I'm going to quote her. It is a form of faith known as enlightenment. It is Luciferian, and its roots go back to the ancient mystery religions of Babylon, Egypt, etc. They joined them all together into a strongly occult discipline. There is a lot of discipline in these mystic, these magical religions, because they're on their path to enlightenment, which is, who is the enlightener? Lucifer is their god, okay? One of their highest agendas is to control the media. What's an agenda? It's an undisclosed plan. My son said to me the other day, he goes, everything has an agenda. Oh yeah, everything in this world has an agenda. Remember, Jesus didn't come in the world with an agenda except to save people that were lost, right? So if people are pushing a party, they have an agenda. I don't care if they say there's truth telling, there is controlled opposition. They know people are going to rise up and want to do things, so they put one of their people in the controlled opposition. Yeah. I've learned that the hard way. That's how they control the public. Yin, yang, positive, negative, black, white. This is one of their stated agendas. Now, this is still from this woman come out of this. As well as finances, banks, laws, education, and government, their goal is to dominate. Plus, all the Hollywood and music industries are part of this. She said, this is a slow, subtle process because they're very patient. Guess what they call it? Leading in the sheep. A term for the unenlightened. So we're sheep, but they call themselves the goat. They are very proud about being goats and wolves. Think about that. Isn't it basketball, the goat? Or is it one of those, they have the goat? All by design, these terms are there on purpose. The goal is to desensitize, they're always after the youth, to the dark side, occult magic, etc. Walt Disney was an Illuminist, and Fantasia, and I'm still quoting her, the Illuminist and Fantasia was used to program children. Wow. She was told, I'm going to repeat this a couple times, she was told, 2020, now remember, she is out of this for years, but she was told when she was in it, 2020, the Illuminist agenda would be revealed openly. It would be revealed openly, and then some of the documents we're reading now, it will be glorified. Now it's coming out, and that's why I've been telling you all, watch the symbols, and some of these truth tellers, look at their logos. If you see snakes, if you see sideways crosses and crowns, all these different things, you're going to know how to recognize who the enemy is, because the occult speaks through symbols, and they recognize each other through handshakes, through symbols. That's how they know it's a secret language. I'm still quoting her. The leaders boast that their best protection, now this is how they get away with what they do, and she explains this very well, is that no one would believe what they're telling them. So they blame everything on a conspiracy theory, because now they've programmed people to think conspiracy theorists people are wackos, right? So they boast, they laugh, that their best protection is that no one will believe what's really happening. Ritual abuse and mind control gets no press attention, still quoting her, because no logical thinking being could ever possibly believe in ritual abuse, and the therapists that treat victims of it are leading the poor people on. These so-called victims are being oppressed by therapists that just want your money. Wow. Discredit. They discredit. They're liars. They discredit. And lying is part of their thing. They can lie to whoever they have to lie to follow their path. Then they claim these people that claim ritual abuse are mentally ill. You're going to see a lot of this now that they're going to say Christians are mentally ill.
Yeah,
then they attack the therapist and something needs to be done. We've got to do something. These Illuminists don't care who exposes them because through media they expose these people as whacks, conspiracy theorists, and they use reverse psychology. What is reverse psychology? This is me now. Reverse psychology is a tool. It's a lie used to influence the decisions of other people to discredit truth. So every time truth comes out, they've got to counter it, make the person look bad, destroy the messenger. Or they say you're being played. It comes out of the matrix. Now, I want to share with you what they secretly told us. If you don't know these organizations, these big, huge corporations are controlled by them, you're in the matrix. What they secretly told us during the halftime show, the Super Bowl, number one, it was a big event and it's a ritual. Giant satanic rituals in plain sight, symbolism and agendas, undisclosed plans. It started out with a lot of red. Red is a very important color to them. It represents sacrifice. Now remember, Jesus is our sacrifice. But to them, to be elevated, to be promoted, to evolve, they have to continually offer sacrifices. A lot of people think they don't believe it. They did it in the Old Testament. This has not stopped. They sacrifice to their gods to get promoted. And also, one of these young athletes, well, 41's young now, but he quoted, "I want to die young to be immortal." So they think that if they die young and sacrifice themselves, they're going to be gods. This has not stopped. So first of all, we see red, but it also brings to mind the women in the red dress from the Matrix. If you saw the Matrix, all of a sudden, there's a woman come in and everybody got distracted by the woman in the red dress. This is very true what they do, which represents a distraction. Distract the masses and dumb them down so they are more easily, what? Controlled. Like George Orwell, this is a pen name of him. He was also a socialist and so many other things. He wrote a novel in 1949, but it was called 1984. A lot of these plans they thought were already going to happen have been slowed down some, but they always regroup. They always have a plan B. If the people respond, there's always a change. But that book is very telling. He said, football, beer, and above all, gambling filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult. To control, you stupid sheep, is not difficult. Just give you a game. Now give you games on your phones. So people are so busy and distracted that they're not going to wonder what's going on around them. And if you don't think that this whole impeachment was a distraction from what's really going on, you're part of the matrix. Once you know that they're distracting you, you want to know what's really going on. What are they really, what executive orders are? This is part of it. I'm sorry if you don't understand. I've been living in this for a long time. Programming into do as thou wilt was in the halftime show. Now, do as thou wilt, of course, we know that that's satanic. It's against what the Bible says, that we are not to do as our will. We're supposed to do his will. But what that means is anything goes. Tolerate anything and everything. Love and accept one another. Slowly deteriorating what our society. This is what the halftime show was. Do as thou wilt. It was very sexual. I could say a lot of things and make you laugh, but I won't. Now, Shakira's first words in the halftime show was, "Let the empires of the world unite." Let the empires of the world unite. It's programming the people into the new world order. Now, we talked about the red pill. It's just a choice, but it's just an illustration that reveals the unpleasant knowledge. It's unpleasant knowledge when you find out there's a lot of pretenders in the world. It's unpleasant when you've been told something, you give most of your life to it, like I did, and find out that some of these people were not who they said they were. We've all come through this matrix. Cruel truths, but I want truth. I don't care if I have to repent 1,000 times. I want to know what the truth is. Yeah. And that's what it's going to take you. If you're those kind of people, you're going to find it. But if you're not that, you know, whatever kind of person it is, you're just going to settle for what everybody tells you, and you're just going to wait, and things are going to happen in the earth, and you're just going to say, I was lied to, like they did in Germany. Why did these pastors, why did these leaders, why did these politicians, why did these educators, why did they lie to me? Because they were of the world, and they're of the world system. The Bible says, don't love the world. There's a reason. He's letting us know this world's going to pass away, the lusts of the flesh and all the things in it. What did they do? One of their plans was to turn Christianity into materialism. Replace their walk with God with what? Money. Things. What was that? That was the Word of Faith movement, which I've been exposing. Because what? We were all caught up in that materialism. It has nothing to do with God. Right? That was part of their plan. Many people took that hook, line, sinker. Now the blue pill is to remain in ignorance. You believe whatever you want to believe. This is the problem right now. Most people don't want to hear what you have to say. Once you start seeing some of this, you come out of the matrix. And it's none of us are out yet. We're all coming out because we find out more truth every day if we're studying. But the blue pill's for fools. You see a happy, peaceful world, everyone getting along. We're just going to have, one religion, and we don't judge. We don't come against anything. We just love everybody. We don't question anything. We're just all flowing along. Blue pill. Sometimes I just kind of look at people and go, blue pill. I can't help you if you don't. You tell people stuff and they don't want to believe it. Yeah. You know, yeah. I was the same way. I can't judge anyone. I was the worst. Like I told you, I get misgullible probably for 45 years of my life. If they said they were Christian, I thought, oh, that's so awesome. They're Christian too. Now I found out they're pretenders and they're sent. They're put in high places for reasons. The reality is harsh because it robs you of everything you thought you knew. And you've got to be willing to lay it down. Because in the faith message, they taught you, you are something great. You have such great gifts. You're full of pride and arrogancy, and no one wants to talk to you. Oh. So there are stages of the red pill, from denial to eventually acceptance. You fight truth. You fight it. You fight it. You fight it. It's not, I can't believe this is true. When you find out they funded both sides of the war, that was a hard truth for me because my dad almost died and we all were affected by that war. You have to understand, you're still in the matrix if you haven't studied that out. Because truth can be harsh and difficult, and coming out of ignorance is very hard. One thing my dad said was the whole war was propaganda, and I didn't know what that word meant. What does he mean? I wish he was here. I could ask him now. I understand more what he was trying to say. Propaganda shapes the way you think and feel and believe. Facts, arguments, rumors, truths, half-truths or lies are presented to the public so that they believe it. If you have not read The Pale Horse, read it by Bill Cooper. He talks about how he was high up in the Navy and he saw things and he read documents and he was there and he saw them lie about an event he was at. He's like, that's... So what is it? It's a battle of the mind. It goes back to the wicked against the righteous, and it goes back to the Luciferians versus Christians. And I feel very sorry for people that are in the middle because they're very clueless. Now, do as thou wilt is a satanic mandate. Do as you want. Do as you will. And they believe that Jesus and God puts restrictions on you. He's a strict God. And we're going to find this out as we go through the Wizard of Oz, the symbolism in the Wizard of Oz. But a famous rap artist, Jay-Z, is photographed, and I have pictures all of it, wearing a t-shirt, and the t-shirt says, do as thou wilt. Jay-Z, a master. Now remember, masters are very big in the occult and all these movements. I don't even have a name for all of it. But Jay-Z has been known to include many messianic and occult symbols and references in his music. Another famous rock star is Jimmy Page, of the Led Zeppelin fame. Satanic phrase, do as thou wilt. In the vinyl of their Led Zeppelin 3 album, The Motes, Page also claimed that some of the Led Zeppelin songs came supernaturally to him, automatic handwriting, which is an occultic channeling of demons. Do as thou wilt. Satanic and rock stars who are also devil worshippers claim that their purpose in life is to do their own will. Now remember, we've got God's will, and do as thou wilt. We obey God or we do as we want. So in 1 John 2:15, love not the world. God's warning us all through, don't love this world, because he knows it's set up to be deceptive. Neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And I just say the whole materialism push to get you in debt, to make you impress people. We don't have to do any of that. Come out of that matrix of trying to impress. You don't need all the things that they say you need. Just, I'm starting to find out, you better prepare for what's coming. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world, it's going to pass away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth what? The will of the Father. So here we have the Luciferians, do as thou wilt, but God says, do his will. So this is their mandate. It's their command. It's their order. It's their directions to obey. That's what a mandate is. The do as thou wilt, the satanic mandate, is a command, an order, a direction to obey. Now we're going to go through the Matrix again in The Wizard of Oz. Now I've heard since I got really starting to see things that they always, they have their own movies, they program, they have predictive programming, they have messages in their movies. Now The Wizard of Oz, I'm just going to go just a little bit about the author of this. He was from the Theosophical Society. Now, it's much appreciated in this this society. Now, this society also ties back to the Freemasons and the Luciferians, Lucis Trust, and they promote this movie. MK Ultra, they use this movie to condition and to train their slaves. That's how I first found out about it. But it's recognized by Braum, B-A-U-M, as a notable theophist. He represented the organization's philosophy. Now remember, the Bible warns us about what? Philosophies of men. He became a famous writer of children's books after he came in contact with the society. Now these society ideas permeate his work and the inspiration for it. If you don't understand it, you'll think, oh, this is just a stretch. You know, and I don't like theories, or I like facts. I really like to work on facts. The older I get in this, it's like, give me a document. Don't just give me your theory. Theories are dime a dozen. But the story came to him as an inspiration, and he said it was a gift from outside, or else he said it was from deep within myself. So he said this whole Wizard of Oz came to him as a divine revelation. Now the Theosophy, philosophy, though theos in the Greek means God, and Sophia, wisdom, divine revelation. So theos means divine wisdom. It draws heavy on Hinduism. Wise men hold the secret of spiritual power and mystical experiences. This is all part of what they believe. Think it not strange that these theories, philosophies are now where? In our churches. Mm-hmm. Mystical. If you're going to make it in the end, you got to have a mystical experience. This is all part of infiltration of true Christianity. It teaches what? Reincarnation, belief in karma, enlightenment, and of course, love, love, peace and unity. That's a lie, because they draw you in through the love and unity in the New World Religion, but the only ones that are going to die are the Christians, because Jesus said he's the way, and they say, don't tell us there's only one way. So that's why we're not to love the world, the promotions of the world. Satan took God and the mountain, remember, and he offered him the world and all the things of the world. Well, it had to be a temptation. So that means Jesus said no to it, right? But people today are saying yes to it. They're selling their souls for contracts to be famous. They want to be, you know, everything that Jesus rejected. Matthew 4, read that out. This whole philosophy is against, it's against the Bible, but they claim not to be. It denies the existence of a personal infinite God, and it denies the need for forgiveness. You hear some of our leaders say, I don't need to forgive. They also believe in reincarnation. If they did something wrong in their next life, it'll be corrected. This is part of this society here. They teach that Christ was a great soul who inhabited the body of a man. There again, they say Jesus was just a man. He had to die, go to hell. He had to fight the battle in hell. The cross wasn't enough, right? Because they're pushing this in the churches. They seek a higher wisdom. And this also, this philosophy, and I've taught a lot about New Thought. It's also a part of Hinduism, Buddhism, and New Thought. So this whole philosophy, we can see how it's affecting the world. It's affecting, we watch this one, Heartland. We like it because it's kind of like the old Ponderosa on the farm, on the ranch. You know, everything's just kind of, it's, well, last week they had their little symbol, yin yang, on there, and they were teaching on yin yang. It's everywhere.
Wow.
What's that?
That's from Mongolia.
Yeah, the little Mongolia trip they took. But anyway, I'm just saying it shows up, and this was older movies even, but the entire story of the Wizard of Oz is an allegorical tale of the soul's path to illumination. Now, the yellow brick road suggests gold, the divine source of wisdom by secret societies. In Buddhism, part of the society, the same concept is referred to as the golden path. Some of this I'm not going to read. Now, this is interesting, I found. During her journey along the yellow brick road, Dorothy encounters what? The scarecrow, the tin woodman, and the cowardly lion, who are all respectively searching for a what? A brain, a heart, and courage. Those odd characters embody the qualities needed by the initiates in order to complete their quest for illumination. This Arthur, Baum, B-A-U-M, was probably inspired by these words from Blavatsky, which I quote here. There is no danger that dauntless courage cannot conquer. There is no trial that a spotless purity cannot pass through. There is no difficulty a strong intellect cannot surmount. After summoning or surmounting many, going through many obstacles, the party finally reaches the Emerald City in order to meet the wizard. Now, listen to this about the tinsman. The tin woodsman, he had a wicked witch cast a spell on him. Remember that? He kept chopping off parts of his body, which was then replaced by a tinsmith until he became the first bionic man with a completely mechanic body. What is this? This is a symbol, the RoboCops. You ever see that? Transhumanism. Your body parts being replaced by machines. Interesting, that little clue in there, wasn't it? Who saw that? Then the wizard. Surrounded by special effects, the wizard comes across as cruel, remember? Cruel, mean, and unwise. The wizard is, in fact, a stand-in for the personal God of the Christians and the Jews. The suppressive figure used by conventional religions to keep the masses in spiritual darkness. This is throughout their whole teachings. They're against Christians and their oppressive God. He's a jealous God. He's mean. Wow. Let me say that again. The wizard is a stand-in for the personal God of Christians and the Jews, the oppressive figure used by conventional religions to keep the masses in spiritual darkness. That the wizard is a humbug, a charlatan who scares people into worshiping his wizard. He surely could not help the characters complete their quest. If you read the literature of mystery schools, all these mystery schools, Bill Cooper was one that exposed the mystery schools that have been here since the Bible. This point of view towards Christianity is constantly expressed. Luciferians see the real God as the oppressor. They see Christians as the problem. To purify the earth, they're going to have to get rid of Christians so that their Antichrist God can come. After all is said and done, the brains, listen to this part now, The brains, the heart, and the courage needed to complete Dorothy, Scarecrow, Tin Man, and Lion's quest were found within each one of them.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Mystery schools have always taught their students that one must rely on oneself to obtain salvation. Throughout the story, now did you get that? You didn't need anything. You already had it. You had it within you. Why are you searching all these things? Because really, you can do it yourself, and the God is within you. Now the other part, and there's a whole lot to this, but I'm not going to get into it. Throughout the story, we can't forget Toto. Dorothy's dog, Toto, represents her inner voice, her intuition. Here's a description of Toto taken from their society website. The very Theosophical Society website states, themselves, in their own words, Toto represents the inner intuitive, instinctual, most animal-like part of us. Throughout the movie, Dorothy has conversations with Toto, or her inner intuitive self. The lesson here is to listen to the Toto within. In this movie, Toto was never wrong. What's the whole moral of the book? We must rely on ourselves. We must alone have the power to save ourselves. What is this? This is the original lie in the Garden of Eden. You shall become like gods. Come and partake. So here's the battle. The true Christians that believe in Christ and those that believe Lucifer is the morning star. Lucifer is the one that gives you enlightenment. We have people now on the earth that have decided to go one way or the other. There's a lot of people that don't understand any of this, but there are people that are sold out for Christ, and there are people just as sold out to Lucifer. And how do they follow? They follow through bloodlines. Jesus Christ came through a what? Bloodline. Remember I taught you everything that the devil does, he does it as a counterfeit for what God's doing. He has his bloodlines of where they believe their antichrist shall come through. Does this make sense to you? So this society, the Theosophical Society, ties in with Freemasons and with the Lucis Trust. Follow the yellow brick road is the plan. And if you are initiated into these societies, they will tell you, you have to follow the plan. And let's just read this again in closing. Romans 12. Be not, verse 2, conformed to this world, but be transformed. We're not to worship these movie stars. We are not to worship these halftime people that they put on. These people are serving the plan, but it's not the plan of God. They're serving their God, and they're doing what these people are slaves. A lot of them want to come out of it, but they're monarch slaves. They don't know how to come out because many of them were born into it, and they terrorized. This girl talks about when she was 3, they terrorized her. If she told the secrets of the society, she'd be burned to death. And they would have videos and show people being burnt to death. As a 3-year-old, can you imagine how that would traumatize you? So a lot of these things are coming out now because thank God for the power of the blood, because God is saving people and delivering them, and they're whistleblowers and they're telling the truth. And we are in, and I just want to kind of close with this virus thing that's going on. Is it serious? I believe it is. Because she also states, and she'd been out of this for some time, she also states in her writings that when she left, they were talking about making a biological weapon that would start with China and it would spread. She said, I do not know what's going on now because I haven't been in it for a long time. And I think this was in probably the 90s that she wrote this. She said, but they have an antidote for themselves, an antidote for the leaders. But we are given vaccines. There's a difference. Because with a vaccine, you can get the virus. So I just want to warn all of you, don't take my word for any of this. You need to go and study this on your own, because vaccines are going to, I've shared with this for many years, with pushback, vaccines is part of the New World Order, being quarantined, all this stuff. If you know, this is a plan the enemy has, and God doesn't want his people to be deceived. He doesn't want them to just float along in the blue pill, wake up, come out of the matrix, and know we're living in 2020. And she said 2020 would be the year that she believed that the Illuminati would expose themselves and be glorified. What does that mean? You're going to see it all over. People are going to start telling you who they are. Ministries are going to start showing their logos. You're going to start seeing logos change. You're going to start seeing stages on churches change. You're going to see all of the, if you don't understand Illuminati symbolism, you need to study. Not to such extent you get overwhelmed, but just so you know, don't follow the wrong people in this hour. Amen. It's not about you and your gift and all this. It's about getting people saved. Get people back to Jesus. We've been taken off of these roads. We've been off on these weird tangents. It's about us and it's about our dreams and we can make it happen and we have so much power and all that. It's all deception. If you don't think it's deception, how healed have you been? How many times have you been to the... Has it worked for you? It's a lie. It's a scam, right? People, oh, we'll never get sick. You're all going to... Are you rich? The only people that prospered out of that movement were the top of the pyramid. So don't be scammed. Come out of the matrix. It's hard to come out, but don't attack people that are trying to tell you the truth, because someday you'll wish you would have spent the time and listened. Because now we got to study before the internet's taken down. And the whistleblowers are disappearing. I'm telling you, this is not an easy job, but I don't serve man, I serve God. It's not an easy job to tell people what they don't want to hear. But because we serve God and his will, we do it for him and for his glory. Amen? Amen. Everyone said?
Amen.
So it's a world of control and deception. Satan wants to be worshipped. He wants to be like God. He said, I will be like the Most High God. So what's he doing? Created artificial intelligence. I will. I'll watch every single thing you do. I will. I will. He's doing all the things that he wants to be worshipped as God. And the Bible says it's a beast system and it's going to rise up. Go read Revelation. You're blessed if you read it. Don't add or take away from any of it. But if you have eyes to see, you'll see that God's showing us the beast system. Psalms 2, the kings of the earth unite together against who? The Lord and his anointed. That's who the attack is. Why? Because you got truth. Amen?
Amen.
So don't follow the yellow brick road. Follow God's road. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone said?
Amen. Please like and share on your social media if you find these YouTubes helpful. Be sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the bell button so you can be notified of the newest videos. We are viewer supported. If you would like to donate, please go to livinginhispresence.org. In the upper right-hand corner, there is a give button. Thank you, and see you next time.